Yes, Joe, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And it really kind of sets up nicely for someone, a couple of people who are really making a difference
in
veterans'
lives. Yeah, let's talk about them right now, because we have two very special guests today, and we want to talk to them right now because they're standing by on the line. Let's go.
Yes, our special guests are Montel Williams and co-host Art Edmonds. They are here to tell us about their TV show, Military Makeover with Montel. Now, it's a show that offers hope and really a helping hand here on the home front to members of our military and their loved ones.
Yeah, talk show legend, military advocate. I told you about Montel Williams, great guy. I've interviewed him before. A veteran of both the Marine Corps and the Navy. What an immaculate record he has. Leads the makeover team's mission. This special series, by the way, enlists conscientious designers. This is going to be an interesting conversation. Contractors, landscapers, and other home improvement professionals. And what they do is they transform the homes and the lives of military families. I'm talking about all across the country.
Yes. Well, Montel and Art, thank you both so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us. Hey, Art.
Hey, great to be here, guys.
Good to have you both on the air with us. Yeah, you both sound terrific, by the way.
Yeah, thank you so much for really all of the wonderful work that you do for our veterans. And, you know, for some of our listeners that might not know about the show, or they are listeners that watch you, tell us what the show is about and really how does it impact the lives of our veterans and their families?
Well, let me go first, Art, because I want to make sure I let you guys know that you called out our team correctly, but you left one person out, and that was Jennifer Bertrand. Jen is our designer.
Yes, our designer.
Jennifer's another member of our team. And, you know, team leader, that's what I am, but not really, because I really am working together with Art and Jen. Jen literally gets together with the families, sits down and talks to them and finds out what they want. You know, we normally pick a family that, you know, is a veteran who's, you know, suffering from either visible or invisible wounds, and their home is in not necessarily disarray, but just could use an upgrade. So, you know, what happens is we come to town, and then Art goes out and does an amazing job at finding partnerships with local vendors that come in and literally volunteer to do all the work. It's not just about changing the lives of our veteran family, but it's also about changing the lives of our community.
Right.
You know, a lot of times in, across this country, you know, a lot of people don't even know who lives two doors down from them.
Yes.
Amazing. Art, a great description. We want to learn a little bit more. Art, you're providing a home. I mean, what can you say about a home base for any family, how important it is? I want to know a little bit more about how these people react to what you're doing and why hosting this program is so important to both of you.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And first of all, let me say, Ernie, I grew up on Long Island, so it's an honor to speak with you after watching you on television for many, many years. And, of course, I know Patricia for many years as well through the business. But
yes.
Montel and I are actually in a front row seat to see this amazing response that we get, not only from the family that is benefiting from these amazing makeovers, and they're so deserving and in every way. The family serves right alongside our veteran. So they are recipients of all of the goodness as well. But the community, as Montel says, that gets to rally and support one of their own. And we get, you know, contractors that take a week off from work just to come down and donate their time. Or, you know, the older lady down the street that sees, you know, our camera crew and bakes brownies for everybody or, you know, orders pizza when we're working late. It's just an amazing thing. And,
beautiful.
And of course, Jennifer Bertrand, who really gets inside the minds and the lives of these veterans in a very short period of time to figure out what makes them tick and give them a jumping off point, right, Montel? It's like a fresh start for the second part of their life.
We basically take their home and turn it into a take their house and turn it into a forever home.
Wow.
You know, the last one we just did, the Mitchell family, which will start to air very soon, and a show airs on Lifetime. You can find us at militarymakeover.tv to find out your local listing. But I mean, you know, the family that we just did, the Mitchell family, I'm telling you, Ernie, this is not only a house makeover. We're talking about walls, cabinets, kitchens, ceilings, HVAC. I mean, Art does an incredible job going out and finding partnerships in the local community for things like, you know, the front yard. And this last family, you know, Matthew Mitchell, who's suffering from some invisible wounds. He was involved in an IED explosion under his vehicle and was injured. He's also he's going to probably, hopefully, be a participant on the U.S. Disabled Veterans golf team.
Oh, that's good.
He's a big golfer.
Excellent.
Well, Jen literally turned his entire front yard into a putting green.
Oh, that's so great.
Fantastic.
So it's incredible.
Yeah,
and then,
cool.
You know, I mean, literally, this house, I mean, with a very limited budget, she was able to, I'm telling you, take down walls. It was an older house, built probably 20 years ago, with some walls and rooms that just didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And Jen walks in, captures what it is they like, and then turns that into
fabulous.
The dream come true.
Oh.
So it's fabulous.
That's really great. You know, I love the whole idea that not only are you helping veterans and their families, but getting that community together. So often people don't know how to help, don't know where to start. We get a lot of callers on this show that want to know what's being done to help our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what take away after watching
the
show?
What I really hope they take away is the fact that, yes, we are doing a home makeover, but everybody can do their part. You were saying that your listeners want to know what they can do. Well, how about when you find out that a veteran lives two doors down, when you start up your driving lawnmower and cut your grass, go down the street and cut their grass, especially if one of the members is deployed.
Yes.
Or how about you find out that there's a young veteran couple down the street that's got young kids. Why don't you go down and knock on the door
you
and say, well, maybe sit your kids tonight. Mm-hmm. You guys can have a date night.
I love it.
You know,
it's like positive action, right, when you see an opportunity.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this, because I know a lot of people will be wondering, how can veterans or the families of veterans who are listening to us today can get a military makeover of their own? How do they do that?
Well, you can go up on our website, which is militarymakeover.tv, and it will give you information about how you can nominate someone. Even a veteran can nominate themselves. The majority of the veterans that we've been helping have been nominated by their peers, by their friends, because these are people who have done very special things. And, you know, most of them are either Purple Heart recipients or extremely qualified award recipients. And so, you know, but I mean, I think one of the things that we as a community, as a nation, has to understand is though we don't have troops deployed in a war zone right now, we are only seconds away from that, depending on what happens at the blink of an eye in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And so why do we have to wait until our troops start coming home?
You bet.
Infirm to do something. Let's do something now.
That's right. Absolutely. I want to tag on
to something that Montel said, you know, and you guys were talking about this earlier about patriotism and what, you know, what makes the country great. And, you know, we set the politics aside. You know, when you show up on Military Makeover and all these volunteers, you check your ego and your politics and your beliefs to the side. The only thing we believe in is helping another American.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these guys and men and women, they didn't go off and defend our country for half the country. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
They did it for all of us. So what we're trying to show is, in a small way, that if we put our differences aside, sometimes our differences make us stronger, right? We can come together and help. Everybody can play a role. And like Montel always says, don't just say thank you for your service, but show thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an entertaining way, too. We have
you
all
bet.
The elements of a home makeover show and all the design and all the great things. And
wonderful.
Montel mentioned, you know, these companies that come together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, corporate America gets a bad rap, and it's deserved in many cases. But a lot of these companies come in, they donate their time, they write the check, they send their personnel, and we couldn't do it without them.
You bet.
And,
you need
you know,
that.
A lot of times they nominate a lot of our families, and they make these makeovers happen. So
great support.
We're just there, you know, after 30, 35 families or something over almost 10 years to show what's possible.
Well, congratulations.
Wow. What a wonderful show and wonderful work on so many levels. And really, Montel Williams, Art Edmonds, and to Jennifer Bertrand, thank you really all for doing what you do and for being there for our veterans and bringing that into people's homes so that everybody in America can remember and make sure that they are remembering our veterans and their families.
Thank you all so much. Okay. Congratulations for all the good work you do and your service. Okay.
Thank you.